In some ways, teaching others to become leaders is like handing off the baton in a relay race. If you run well but are unable to pass the baton to another runner, you lose the race. But if you run well, recruit and train other good runners, and learn to hand off the baton smoothly, you can win. And when it comes to influence, if you can do that process repeatedly, you can multiply your influence incredibly. Today, we discuss how to multiply your influence by reproducing leaders right here, right now, only on the Five Gifts Podcast.
You're listening to the Five Gifts Podcast, a weekly show designed to equip leaders in the Spirit-filled church. I'm Bruce Ritter, and along with my co-host, Charles Russell, we offer insights for leading the local church in the fullest expression of Jesus. If you're interested in learning more about practical theology, the gifts of the Spirit, and spiritual disciplines, this is the show for you. Welcome to the Five Gifts Podcast. Welcome to the Five Gifts Podcast. It's great to be with you. You know that we've been in Kenya for about a week now, and today we're concluding our time there. We've had our pastor's conference with over 500 leaders, and we're excited to share with you some of those testimonies in the coming weeks. This is a pre-recorded session, so this is coming on the day of our that we're going to be traveling home late this evening, and getting home late on Tuesday. But we're excited to be with you today and to share, I think, the last in our series, at least for now, on the subject of mentoring. It's been a long series, but I think a productive series. Charles, your thoughts?
Well, first, Bruce, I want to say thank you for mentioning that this is a pre-recorded episode, because it looks like I haven't changed clothes in 3 weeks. And, you know, so generally, I change my clothes every day. But yeah, we've had a powerful week in Africa. We're traveling back to the States, ready to see family and be reunited, and then ready to share powerful testimonies of the work of God in this ministry trip. And so, so with all that being said, today is a day of talking about reproducing influencers. And so, as we talk about the power of multiplication in leadership and in broadening our influence. Bruce, any thoughts, words of wisdom that you have for us as we talk about reproducing influencers?
Well, I don't know about wisdom. There's not a whole lot I know. but I do think it's important to reproduce influencers. And we're talking about the power of multiplying leaders. I want to say to every pastor that's listening, you know, your calling, again, is to equip people. And I think one of the tests is learning to become, some people call it the level five leader. That's a leader of leaders. And if you think about as a leader, you want to take that step yourself. And so becoming a leader of leaders means that you've got to reproduce yourself. I think it's one of the most significant stages of influence. Anyway, here's some of the benefits of creating leaders in your organization. Number one, reproducing leaders will raise your influence to a new level. You'll realize that your reach in just a few people begins to extend out and reaches the people that they influence. So what's really powerful as a leader is when you begin to hear your terminology and your values and your vision articulated and filtered through the leadership of other people and the people they influence. So definitely reproducing leaders will raise your level of influence to new level. Number two, reproducing leaders raises the new leader's personal potential. So when you think about the time and the investment that you're making in other people, you realize that you begin to see them scratch the surface of their potential and dig into that and begin to grow and reach into their new potential. You begin to have a very satisfying feeling, I think, when your value is empowerment and leadership development. Number three, reproducing leaders multiplies your resources. Man, any organization that's got a strong team of leaders is a strong and a more productive, and I think a more potential laden organization. So again, reproducing leaders will multiply your leadership resources. And then number four, reproducing leaders ensures a positive future for your organization. You're establishing an infrastructure for innovation, for development, for productivity. Every time you focus on reproducing leaders, you're building value into your organization, your church, or your team. The truth is that everyone has the potential to multiply influence by developing and reproducing leaders. Again, if you look at that as the nature of being a leader, then you realize that you have that potential. The ways that you can accomplish this are pretty simple. Number one, you have to lead yourself well. You know, a few weeks ago we talked about living in a spirit of gratitude. Anything that you can do to invest in your own spiritual life to become a more whole, godly person, I think is maybe one of the best first steps to leading yourself well. Because leading others begins with leading yourself. Number two, look continually for potential leaders. Have a mind to begin to mark and identify people that have leadership potential, especially people that have a leadership, a relationship with you that might be conducive to mentoring or coaching or building out their leadership potential through some kind of structured relationship. So look continually for potential leaders. It has been said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So be that teacher for those people. They're looking for you as people, as the person, the catalyst to help develop them and grow into their potential. Number three, another way to accomplish this is put the team first. How much better can you make your teammates? That really is, I think, the key to being a strong leader is... Because when you increase the value of the individual on your team, you're making the team better. So, Charles, those are just a few thoughts. I think most leaders recognize the need to reproduce other leaders of influence within their church organization. But that's not an easy mind shift, is it?
No, it's not. Because what we're talking about is moving from maintenance mode into multiplication. And for most people, we live in maintenance mode. And so we're trying to kind of break up the fallow ground and move from maintenance, again, into multiplication. So, you know, maintenance mode, what does that look like? What does that mean? When I think about that, I tend to think that, you know, people that are stuck, and that's what it is, they're stuck, they're frozen in maintenance mode, is that they want to keep from losing ground rather than making progress. You know, we talk about that. We're talking about as leaders, reproducing leaders in this episode, but it's true in churches as well. As you think about a church, the churches that are frozen, that are stuck, more than most likely, they're probably interested more in self-preservation than advancing the agenda of the kingdom. They're interested in more probably in kind of holding the fort than building the church and pushing darkness back in the community that they are planted and called to serve in. So we've got to get out of maintenance mode so that we can get into multiplication. And to do that, we have to change the mindset of wanting to keep from losing ground, and begin to move into a mindset of we want to take new ground, we want to make progress. And so there's five stages that exist between maintenance and multiplication. The first stage would be what we would call scramble. This is the lowest level, and people or leaders, organizations that are in this scramble stage, again, it's the lowest level, and they can't seem to keep anyone they hire. They're just burning through volunteers, burning through employees. Turnover is just at high levels. They're scrambling. That's why we call it scramble. They're constantly scrambling, looking for new people, looking to fill leadership and volunteer roles, and so just not able to keep anyone they hire. The next stage is survival. So if you're in scramble, look, you want to at least take the next steps, try to get to survival. So that would be the next step up. But this isn't a good reality either. It's better than scrambling, but at least we're surviving now. But in survival stage, nothing is being done to develop people. You've at least kind of stabilized being able to kind of keep people in place, but it's to their neglect because nothing's being done to develop people. Everything's still remaining stagnant. Nothing's changing. No progress is still being made because no one is being developed in the survival stage. The next stage is siphon. When we talk about siphon, what's the key indicator here is there is a neglect to build relationships. Listen, if we're going to move from maintenance into multiplication, it's going to come through over the bridge of relationships. And in siphon, there is a neglect to build relationships. You may be doing some training. You may be doing something that is in the hopes of development, but most likely it is informational and not relational. So whatever attempts at development that might be taking place, and that's a big leap of faith here in the siphon stage. They are informational based rather than being grounded and rooted in relationships. And so any true development, any true jump from maintenance into multiplication, again, you're going to cross that. It's going to be bridged through relationships. So there's a neglect to build relationships in siphon. But never fear, we're not staying stuck in siphon. We're moving into synergy. That's the fourth stage, is synergy. In synergy, in this stage, we are building people. We have strong relationships. We are empowering others. And we are able to keep them in the organization. So all the things, all the detractors, all of the negative things that have held us stuck or have caused us to be frozen, those things are being lifted now in the synergy stage. They're all coming and working together in congruence. They're all working together. We're building people. We're doing the development and the training. We're doing it through relationships. We're empowering others. And now what we're finding is people are wanting to stay by their own will and volition. They're choosing to stay plugged into the organization. That all happens in the synergy stage. Now, as great as synergy is, we want to, you know, by all means possible, we'll move from synergy into the last and final stage, which is significance. Significance. At this level, we're reproducing, they are reproducing other leaders. And this is the place of multiplication. Synergy is a wonderful place to be, where people are being built and people are being raised up and being empowered. But now, in significance, in this fifth stage, these leaders that we have developed, that we've built relationships with, that we've empowered, now they are turning and they are reproducing other leaders. And now the organization, now leadership, influence, effectiveness, all these dynamic words, now they begin to multiply. So here's the question for reflection today. You've got to be honest as you're assessing yourself, as you're assessing the organization, the church, the team, whatever it is that you're leading. Here's the question: where is your organization in the five stages? Now, don't skip over that. Hit pause, whatever you need to do. Take a moment and think. Take a moment and reflect. Where are you at? Where is your organization in these five stages? Because you're somewhere in there. And just be honest and identify, all right, I'm at stage one, or we're in stage three, we're at stage four. And wherever you are, begin to think, all right, this is where we are, and now we want to begin to take the steps to get to a higher stage. Ultimately, we want to be at the stage of significance where we're empowering leaders, and now those leaders are turning and empowering others as well. So those are the five stages of that help us to kind of get to the place of multiplication. Bruce, you know, we're talking a lot about raising up influential leaders. So what does it mean to be an influencer?
Well, I thinking back, of course, this whole series that we've been on elevating our influence, becoming leaders who are focused on mentoring and developing other people. And so I think, you know, we could revisit some things we've talked about in this whole series. You know, obviously being an influencer means modeling integrity with everyone we come in contact with. We have to be seen as genuine people, solid people. C.S. Lewis used to call people that were playing a role, not in touch with the creator, that he called them ghosts and thin people, people without a lot of substance. And as a leader, you got to be a person of substance. You can't lean on charisma and personality and title. You have to be the kind of person that says what you mean and means what you say. You have to be solid. There has to be content. There has to be character in your life. And because people are, you know, they may initially be attracted to glitz and style and charisma, but when there's no content behind that, they're gonna walk away easily. So you know, modeling integrity with everyone is crucial. Number two, nurturing people. Once you know, we've said this time and time again, and it's not original, but people don't care how much you do until they know how much you care. And so nurturing people in your life to make them feel valued is essential. We've talked about that attractional quality when it comes to being a leader. People are attracted to you for various reasons of success. But only when you begin to express value in them have you built the kind of relationship that allows you to be a better influencer. Number three, showing faith in others so they can believe in themselves. Beginning to draw attention to their gifts, to their capabilities. It's important that people see sometimes what they can't see for themselves. And as a leader of influence, when you convey that to someone else, that comes with a tremendous amount of weight and authority that they need. They need that anchor, that emotional anchor that in you to help them become more confident in their own abilities. Number four, and boy, this is so crucial to me. I probably would rank this high, but listening to them so that you can build a relationship with them. We've talked time and time again about being a better listener. Please go back and revisit our video, our podcast episode on listening, because that skill alone is going to elevate you in the lives of the people that you're trying to lead. And once they see that skill in your life elevated, then they know you're communicating value to them. You're communicating a sense that you appreciate their input and their ideas. So growing as a listener is vital. I think number five, understanding them, willing to listen to them, and then taking the next step of really seeking to understand them, what drives them, what are their passions, what are their motivations, what are their values. Once you understand them, you can help them achieve their dreams, because you begin to understand their dreams. You understand why it's so important to them, and you understand what drives them. And when people have a sense that you understand that about them, then there's certainly more investment in mentoring protege kinds of relationships. Enlarging them in order to increase their potential. Again, we can talk about people's potential all the time, but The truth is that very few people have others that are invested in their potential. The old adage, or the illustration of a contractor who's involved in construction, they can take someone around to places in the city where they've got different buildings at various stages of development. It's hard to do that with people. It's hard to look at the different people that you're leading or mentoring and show their stage of development. It's not always as concrete. But when people know that you're invested in them to build them up to their capacity and maybe even enlarge their potential, that's a tremendous quality. That it's an interpersonal dynamic there that engenders trust, and they begin to look at you as someone that they trust to help them grow. I think navigating them through life's difficulties, because we're all living life, and life can be unpredictable. It can bring its own challenges. And so when someone knows that you're with them, not only to give wisdom and tell them how to respond, but again, going back to those skills of listening and understanding. When people know that you're with them in life's challenges, then they certainly have some buy-in, I think, to you as an influencer and in their life. Connecting with them, we've talked about the skills of connection, what it takes to really build those deep level relationships with them to help people move to a higher level. Again, that's important. Empowering them to become the person they were created to be. Once you have taken on the mindset, and we've talked about that mindset shift of what it takes to become an empowerer of other people, not just lead them, but to help them feel a sense of confidence and readiness for new challenges. Again, that's vital. And then lastly, reproducing other leaders so that your influence can grow through others. As an influencer, when you begin to raise up other influencers, you're impacting and extending your ability to influence. That's why we call it the level five leader, because you're becoming a leader of leaders. And so those are crucial and important steps when it comes to raising up influential leaders. Charles, what would you add before we close today?
Well, again, just to kind of speak on the whole theme of the episode, is just to offer my encouragement. Be a leader that moves from maintenance to multiplication. Reproduce other leaders so that again you can lift the lid off of your life and off of the organization that you're leading. Some powerful truths and principles here to chew on, to ponder on, reflect on, and I would just encourage you to take some time to do that, and then begin to write a pathway out of how you're going to empower and how you're going to raise up these influential leaders, and maybe even paint a picture of what that could look like in the organization that you lead as you raise up influential leaders.
Absolutely. We want to thank you again for joining us today on the Five Gifts podcast. We realize that some people are watching this on Monday. You may be watching this on Tuesday or some way later in the week. But we're grateful that you've tuned in. Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, and share our podcast or our podcast channel with other people in your life. We want to welcome a bunch of new folks from Nairobi, Kenya, and other parts of Kenya that are tuning in to us. You're welcome to go back and revisit some of our older episodes and reach out to us. Everyone's invited to reach out to us to let us know through comments what you're experiencing in being a follower of our podcast, what you're learning, and maybe even ways that we could help you. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, our new website is thefivegifts.org. Again, more and more information is coming out there to let you know what God is doing with us and what where we're trying to be on mission with him. Also, you can reach out to Charles at charlesrussellministries.com and charlesrusselltraining.com. Charles is excellent at putting together a customized strategy to help you take the next step as a leader, whether it's in the local church or in the marketplace. I also invite you to reach out to me at coachingcardia.com, and I have a website devoted to helping people grow in spiritual life and leadership. And I want to be a servant to you as best I can. So please feel free to reach out to me there. We will see you next week right here on the Five Gifts Podcast. We can't wait to connect and see you tune in again. God bless. You've been listening to the Five Gifts Podcast. If you would like to take the next step as a spiritual leader, we invite you to visit either of our websites or contact us for leadership coaching. We can help you reach the next level in your own growth and leadership. We provide leadership, spiritual gift, and personality assessments that give you a better grasp of your leadership style. And we also create a customized growth plan that empowers you to reach your full kingdom potential. We can't wait to hear from you.